D.C. statehood locals rallied just outside. I'm Luke Luker.
Three victims in the CNO Canal assault and slashing case. I'm Neil Augenstein.
The Dow is up 12 points.
WTOP at 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. The White House admits President Biden won't reach his July 4th vaccination goal. COVID coordinator Jeff Zients.
We think it'll take a few extra weeks to get to 70% of all adults with at least one shot, with the 18 to 26-year-olds factored in.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Acknowledging the president's overall goal will be missed, the White House is stressing that 70% of adults over 30 have gotten at least one shot. And by July 4th, aides say 70% of those over the age of 27 will be at least partially vaccinated. The administration says it's now focusing on convincing younger adults between the ages of 18 and 26, a demographic that's consistently lagged behind others.
The AAA says travel over the 4th of July period it should be close to pre-pandemic levels. The organization's Jeanette McGee says some 47 million people are expected to be on the move.
We're going to see a lot of traffic on the roads, on average 15% higher after work, especially that 3 to 5 time frame on Thursday and Friday. You can expect delays up to 2 to 3 times what we're typically seeing these days.
The FAA says there have been around 3,000 reports of unruly passengers since the first of the year. Airline workers want the Justice Department to toughen penalties. And some new numbers out today from the nation's nursing homes.
Deaths among Medicare patients in nursing homes soared by more than 30% last year amid the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to a government watchdog that found two huge spikes 8 months apart. The Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General says there were nearly 170,000 additional deaths last year among Medicare recipients in nursing homes. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A dose of political reality is on display in Washington today. As we hear from CBS's Steve Dorsey, it's about a major bill that overhauls elections and voting.
Democrats are pressing forward, putting the bill up for a procedural vote, even as Republicans are prepared to block it. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it'll combat voting restrictions passed in Republican-controlled states.
Republicans across the country are deliberately targeting all the ways that younger, poorer, non-white, and typically Democratic voters access the ballot.
But Republican Leader Mitch McConnell calls it a federal takeover of elections.
It's always been a plan to rewrite the ground rules of American politics.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
The National Weather Service says that tornado that ripped up more than 100 homes west of Chicago was packing 140-mile-an-hour winds at the time, an EF3. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up about 15 points. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
103 on WTOP. It's Tuesday afternoon, the 22nd of June. We have showers, 63 degrees in Washington. And good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein. Here are the top local stories we're following this hour. Congressional hearings on the issue of D.C. statehood don't happen often, and supporters are hoping a Senate hearing being held today will help raise the profile of the issue. WTOP's Mitchell Miller is following for us on Capitol Hill.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says district residents are at the forefront of a critical civil and voting rights issue. But she's also testified about what she calls preposterous arguments made by opponents of statehood, noting that the city has even been asked about what would happen to the parking spots of congressional staffers.
We were at a loss to see how our full democracy should be equated to just a few parking spaces.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing is only the second Senate hearing ever held on statehood, and Republicans have raised constitutional issues. The bill still has only the support of Democrats, so it can't get a full vote in the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Outside the Capitol, hundreds of locals rallied just blocks away. They were there to show their support for the 51st state.
D.C. Councilmember Janice Lewis George echoes D.C.'s license plate.
We are here today demanding our representation in Congress.
Erin Jackson Hill came all the way from the 49th state to voice her support for the 51st.
Alaska has roughly the same population as Washington, D.C., And we have two senators and one representative. Yeah. Washington, D.C. has none.
Barbara Arnwine with the Transformative Justice Coalition argues statehood would lead to progressive policies.
If D.C. was a state, would we be talking about the minimum wage not being raised to $15 an hour?
Opponents argue D.C. statehood is just a ploy to get two additional Democratic senators. In downtown D.C., Luke Lugert, WTOP News.
Three women assaulted or flashed in the span of a week along the C&O Canal. Today, new details after last week's announcement of an arrest.
Charging documents in Maryland federal court say Jose Edmundo Sanchez of Alexandria grabbed one woman, pushed another, and exposed himself to a third woman along the C&O Canal in a six-day stretch. He was arrested Wednesday when he propositioned and then exposed himself to an undercover park police officer. Police say Sanchez admitted his involvement in all three cases and matched the description that the women gave. Sanchez made his first appearance in federal court and has been released but ordered to stay away from the canal. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
106, a former tennis coach at George Mason High School in Falls Church, is under arrest, accused of having an illegal sexual relationship with a student athlete. 29-year-old Rafael Rally Diacno of Falls Church is facing three felony charges of taking indecent liberties with a child. He was arrested yesterday and is being held without bond. Falls Church City Public Schools says Diacno was fired from his seasonal job June 4th, one day after the school system learned of the accusation against him. Fairfax County Police are trying to find out if the former coach had inappropriate contact with others, and they're asking anyone with information to contact them.
Coming up, a massive Confederate statue in Virginia with a mystery hidden inside. It's 107.
Hi, I'm your new neighbor, Sarah.
I'm Jill. Welcome.
I was wondering, I saw a Beltway Blinds truck in your driveway yesterday, and I just have to ask.
Say no more. They are the best. Your search is over. We bought shades and shutters, too, and we upgraded and saved 25% on making them automated. They are so helpful, friendly, safe, and they cleaned up everything. And my blinds and shutters, amazing.
For beautiful blinds, shades, and shutters, visit BeltwayBlinds.com today. That's BeltwayBlinds.com.
I asked my doctor to write a note saying I suffer from cabin fever so I could write off my summer vacation as a medical expense. She said no. Fortunately, Red Roof's clean, comfortable rooms are very affordable, and you wake up rested and ready to hit the road again. And get this, when you rest and repeat at Red Roof this summer, staying two separate times,